Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hour number three of the Bill Michaels Show. Thanks for tuning in today, Wisconsin. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola, filling in for the big unit today. Eben Heffelfinger, other side of the glass, producing the show. Talking a little Bucks in the last hour as the Bucks go back at it tonight, taking on the Detroit Pistons again. And you're going to see a lot of this season where there's a lot of back-to-back opponents in the same building. And again, it's just to limit the travel that's going on this year in the NBA. And you're also going to see some extended road trips. I mean, the Bucks are going to have a really long road trip coming up. I think February, where it's like they go to like four different cities out west. They have a back-to-back in Cleveland as well. So again, they're just trying to, you know, limit the traveling as much as they can across the NBA. To talk more about the Bucks, though, and we'll talk some Brewers as well from Fox Sports Wisconsin. You will see him tonight getting you ready for the game. He is Craig Kishon. Craig, what's going on?
Not much. I understand you're pinch hitting big time today, huh?
Yeah, and believe me, it's like the shoes are way too big to fill. So I am just trying to keep people engaged and get to tomorrow when Bill comes back. I mean, he's the big unit for a reason, Craig. I mean, that's just what it is.
Man, you're doing a fine job. You're doing a fine job.
I appreciate it. So let's start with the Bucks. I mean, it was really good to see what Giannis put together the other night against Detroit, where he went off for 43 points. And, you know, I know Giannis is there are some things in Giannis's game that we would like to see maybe a little bit more progress on when it comes to his jumper, three-point shot. He's had all the troubles at the free throw line, but I think that's going to come within itself. If there's one thing that Giannis does need to improve on this year, Craig, what is it?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because all the things that you say are all true. You know, I think from the outside, we'd like to see him, you know, improve on the three-point shooting and especially the free throws. And I'm not sure they'll ever be a whole lot better than what they are. Maybe you'd expect it to be at some point, but he's been in the league a long time, and I think we know who he is right now. I think maybe beyond that, and more importantly right now, I think the biggest development we're starting to see early this season that I know he's very capable of, and that's ball distribution. He's already had a triple-double. The very next game, he was 2 assists shy of a triple-double. And he is, more importantly, getting guys within the system now to share the ball a little bit. And I think some of the new players that they have on this team right now were meant for that. And a large part of that is him being able to be in the middle where he's most effective and have the ability to kick it out and have guys actually hit shots. We're seeing a lot more of that. There's a ton more of threes made already this year. I mean, it's off the charts with the record they set in a single game, but they've already had three games this year where they've hit 20 or more threes. And last year there was only twice that happened, and it's only happened seven times in franchise history. So you know where they're where they're coming right now, but it's still, it's all involves around him and his ability to keep that ball moving and not get it clogged in the middle right now. So, you know, I'd say right now the sharing of the ball and the assists are a developing, really positive and need to be story for him right now.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And really, it's not even just Giannis when it comes to ball distribution. I mean, we're seeing a lot of assists from Dante DiVincenzo, who we'll get to here in just a second. And we're also seeing a lot coming from Jrue Holiday. Like, to me, Craig, watching Jrue Holiday play, it looks like this guy's been playing on the Bucks for at least a couple of years. To me, I feel like he has gelled right away with this squad.
Well, he has, and I think, you know, he heads this list of, you know, I call them the Big Five, and it's the five veterans that they added on to this team. We know about the big roster turnover, but you have to concentrate on the five guys, and of course, it's led by Jrue. I mean, that's been part of his game. It's just really interesting that in this league, in the NBA, what it takes sometimes, you know, years and different transactions and moves by certain players and teams to get those guys together on the right team. And I really think, and I thought going into this, just the makeup of what John Horst and his staff were able to put together for this team, I like the makeup better than last year's team that they had put together. I just think there's going to be, you know, some really good things happening with this team, and it's all based on how they understand each other on the court. And I think that's the biggest thing that we all want to see right now. I mean, if they're going to compete for a championship, they're not going to do it off the court. They're doing it on the court, and hopefully we're starting to see that now. But sharing the ball and hitting the threes, I mean, this is all Bud's system. I mean, it's like the two of the top three steps. Defense is obviously the next one, but they're coming along on that too.
We're talking with Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin here on the Bill Michaels Show. And I mentioned Dante DiVincenzo. He's another one that, yeah, it's been seven games only, but Dante looks like he has taken a step forward in his development. I mean, Craig, he's shooting 55% from three. I mean, there is just a confidence with his stroke right now. And if this continues, I mean, I don't expect Dante to shoot over 50% from three all year, but if he is easily a 40% three-point shooter all year, that is going to go a long way for this Bucks team offensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be at a point where he needs to be dependable. And I think in his third year in the league right now and having these opportunities to start and play alongside Giannis every day and Chris every day and now Jrue Holiday and have a deeper bench, he needs to become dependable. And I think he certainly has really here this season, you know, much more, you know, dependable, I think, from three, as you mentioned, you know, Joe, that we would have anticipated by this now. But he's got the ability to do it. I mean, he can stroke the ball from outside, and I think really the bottom line too with this development we're seeing here, we weren't sure, you know, a week or two before the season began that this was even possible, because it turned out to be the no trade was the best trade. Yep. This club probably could have made right now. And I was joking with Marcus Johnson the other day on the air and Steve Novak as well. I mean, that's the early story and headline for Dante. The no trade was the best trade. And if I'm him, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable in the uniform he's wearing right now and the court he's playing on and the MVP that's next to him than I ever would in Sacramento, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we did talk about Jrue Holiday, but of some of these other new faces that are on this Bucks roster this year, who really has impressed you so far?
Well, I think my wild card standout would be Bobby Portis, to be honest with you. I think that he is fit in really, really nicely off the bench for this team. I think just going back to last year with Robin Lopez kind of being that the go-to guy off the bench as far as, you know, a big guy in the middle and obviously somebody that can space the floor too because he can hit the three. I just tend to like his game with a kind of a different flair than the Lopez twins, if you know what I'm saying. I think that was a very similar game a year ago. I just think he brings just a different type of toughness, especially offensively. I know there's been, you know, a lot of talk. Coach Bud wants him to continue to work defensively and whatnot, but I think he's going to get there, you know, with this team. But he's been an eye opener, and I think the guy that also opened my eyes the other day and is DJ Augustine. I think he had a really, really solid game. I think he had his best game with the Bucks the other day. He hit three threes, six assists. You know, and this is in 19 minutes off the bench. So that's what this team needs right now. They need to have these guys that have been around the league a long time like them to act like it, play like that, and take this team to the next level with Giannis next door to them.
Again, we're talking with Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Again, the Bucks will be taking on the Pistons tonight, and coverage begins at 6:30 on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Let's talk some Brewers, though, Craig, because it is hard to believe that we're about a month and a half away from spring training restarting. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really surprised that it's been quiet on the Brewers front here. I mean, there's been a lot of uncertainty this offseason based on how the market has been able to fluctuate and whether teams should be aggressive or not. The Padres have only been the only team that's been able to be aggressive in this. How do you look at the baseball offseason, and does it surprise you that the Brewers haven't made any moves?
Well, I mean, nothing's been normal, Joe, since last March. Right. So I think you really have to start with that, and it's hard to compare what's going on right now to any other time, whether it's a time frame of transactions, trades, or anything of that sort right now, because there's still so much uncertainty right now. I mean, they're going at this report date for mid-February like it's normal, but they're also, on the other hand, completely prepared for whatever reason if Major League Baseball doesn't start on time. And so I'm not saying there's not a sense of urgency. There's probably more of a caution in the wind than there's anything right now. And clearly, they're among many teams that have to be concerned, you know, fiscally about what's going on. We're still not sure if there's going to be fans in the stands, you know, coming up here starting on April 1st or not.
Right.
I think those things certainly have a lot to do with it. And you know, money, it all starts with money right now. And I'm not sure where they are as far as willing to take giant steps and bringing in some big name guys right now. They got to craft every move they make. They've got five catchers on the roster right now. Certainly you would think one or two of those guys could be included in a trade if they were to go that route. But they've got some holes to fill. First base is still a question mark. Third base is, you know, still a big question mark as well. Getting some quality bats and production out of those corner infield spots. So, you know, we're still early in January, and there's a lot going to happen here in the next month, but probably closer to February than what we're used to. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think we're all very curious to see how this offseason is going to play out. And certainly it helps the Brewers cause when you see guys like Yu Darvish get traded out of the National League Central. That is going to help. Doesn't sound like the Reds are going to bring back Trevor Bauer. I mean, there's a lot of cost cutting from some of these teams that have a little bit more payroll than the Milwaukee Brewers. But wouldn't you agree, Craig, that looking at the Brewers pitching staff and specifically the starting rotation, that the Brewers right now might actually have the best rotation in the division?
Well, they might. I mean, look, it's hard not to look at this team and quit saying what they need offensively and what they need, you know, in the corner infield spots. I mean, everything starts with pitching, and there's no doubt about that. And they've had maybe the greatest, you know, development of pitching here in the last couple of years within their own system, which is, you know, kudos to them, and kudos to the guys that have, you know, like Corbin Burnes, that, you know, went through a lot here in the last two or three years to get him to a spot where he felt successful last year. So, yes, their pitching staff is very, very good. Their starting rotation is a great head start above everybody else. And we certainly know right now that the two guys in the back end of that bullpen, how dangerous this team can be, you know, if they get the lead. I mean, that's the storyline. That's the blueprint here over the last couple of years. So, Yes, I don't think there's a big worry about pitching at all. If they can just shore up a couple of the things that we talked about defensively and with the bats, you know, I think there's no reason to think this team won't be competitive again.
Well, we watch and we wait. He is Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin. You can check him out tonight as the Bucks and Pistons square off on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Craig, always appreciate it, my friend, and we will talk again soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care, Joe.
All right, Craig Kishon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring right now, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. We will get back into the conversation we had a little bit earlier in the show as we veer our way back over to the Green Bay Packers. Packer fans, where do you stand with Mike Pettine these days? I'm very curious to know where you stand. And believe me, like, I wouldn't be really mad with you if you still want Mike Pettine fired. I don't think he should be fired right now. I don't even think he should be on the hot seat. We will talk about that coming up on the other side. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical Center. The holidays are here. Gift getting, holiday parties, traveling. With all the holiday fun, it may take the energy out of you. And if you're sluggish or foggy or moody, everybody's going to call you the Grinch. You don't want that. No, it could be low T or low testosterone. My friends at New Mail Medical Center, they can help you out just like they helped me. And you're going to have plenty of energy to enjoy all that the holidays have to offer. And when it comes to gift giving, what better gift can you give your partner than a healthy love life? The medical experts at New Mail Medical Center have a 98% success rate of treating guys with ED without the nasty side effects. And I know there's a lot of great food over the holidays, but you don't have to put on weight. As a matter of fact, you can take it off and jumpstart the new year for a new you. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, all over. 414-455-4451.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It's the Bill Michaels Show. Thanks for tuning in today. Wisconsin, wherever you may be, as we get through the first full week of 2021. Hopefully this year is just a little better. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola filling in for Bill today. Thanks for tuning in. Getting back into a topic that we started in the first hour of the show, and it was something that was brought up quite a bit on Monday's show when we were recapping the Packers' win over the Bears. And it seems like there are more people that are in a better place and feel better about Mike Pettine. You keep in mind here, Mike Pettine, I mean, the bullseye has been on this guy for a while because we really don't know if this guy should be the defensive coordinator of the future for the Packers. And at least for me, I think Mike Pettine has done a much better job as of late, and he's putting together smart game plans. I think they're kind of obvious game plans, and he is not trying to exploit weaknesses when this defense goes up against some pretty good running backs like a Derrick Henry, like a David Montgomery. I have been very pleased by what the defense has done better as of late and what Mike Pettine has done trying to schematically do things better. Now, it's not to say that Mike Pettine is this great defensive coordinator. There are still some things that bother me, one of which was something in that game against the Bears where, you know, the offense is moving along and the Packers defense was playing a little too soft of coverage. You know, we're talking short down and distances here where the Bears need a yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, and you've got your top corners in Jaire Alexander and Kevin King playing 5 to 10 yards off the guy that they're looking at, that they're following. Some of that still doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But I think overall, I think Mike Pettine has done a better job as of late. That's just how I feel about it. And I think this defense has done a better job making stops, making key stops in the red zone, holding offenses the field goals like Chicago when they were driving. I just think right now the Packers and this defense is good enough with the offense and how well they're playing to be able to win this thing. And again, I was kind of waiting for the defense to take another step forward, and they've done it here over the last couple of months. At least that's how I feel about it. Again, not to say Mike Pettine has been perfect in all of this, but I think right now he should be removed from the hot seat. The only way he gets back on this hot seat is if this defense just totally melts down and Pettine doesn't make proper adjustments in a key playoff game, say against the Buccaneers, if that's who the Packers face in the divisional round. We will see. And again, we have no idea how this is going to play out this week in the NFC with these three big matchups coming up. Let's go to Len in Waukesha. Len, you're next up here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Joe, I respectfully disagree with you.
Okay.
I go back to the Jacksonville game. At the end of the game, he's rushing two or three guys, and I think it was two down linemen, and LaFleur called timeout, and he had a talk, and all of a sudden they start rushing more. That rushing three at the end of the Bear game, rushing three linemen, all that does is wear your defensive linemen out. You need at least four guys up there. I don't I lost my train of thought.
But, happens to me all the time, Len, even when I'm hosting a show. I know how that feels.
Yeah, but staying back like that, letting a quarterback with two rushers or three rushers, against bad quarterbacks, that'll work. You want to beat Tom Brady, you better put some pressure up the middle on him. That's the only way. Drew Brees, you better put some pressure on him because he can't throw anymore. He won't be able to throw in the cold. I mean, these adjustments he made, after these players went to him and told him he was screwing up. I mean, he had Preston Smith out of position all year trying to cover guys. He can't do it. He's a rusher. That's it. No, I think you make improvements in the off season with acquisitions, and you tighten up your coaching staff. That special teams coach, he needs to be replaced. I know he's working with bottom tier players. So is Pete Carroll. His special teams are always good, and I think LaFleur wants to get rid of him. He was saddled with him, and. It'd sure be nice to have Todd Bowles coaching our defense.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Len. Thanks for the call. And again, in regards to special teams has bothered the Packers for years. Like, it doesn't matter who the coordinator is. There's always some kind of issues, whether it's Sean Slocum or it's Ron Zook or Menenga now. I really don't know what to say on that. And that might be something that we should probably take a closer look into. I mean, special teams, to me, is certainly undervalued. Special teams can really set the tone in a football game, especially one that involves field position if it's a close game. I mean, it just is. You have to be able to know where you need to be and to be able to close off lanes for these guys that are receiving the football. I'll take touchbacks all day on kickoff returns, and that's fine by me. But when it comes to punt returns, you've got to be able to know where you have to be and to be able to communicate as you're going back. So that is certainly an issue, and that is something to look at when the Packers play whomever it is. Now, the one thing that Len brought up, and, you know, that was the thing we kind of discussed earlier in my conversation with Tom Silverstein. You can check that out at BillMichaelsSports.com and on the FreeRadio.com app. But how will Damon Snacks Harrison continue to be used? And we saw him in several different packages in this game against the Chicago Bears. But could we see more of him with Kenny Clark? Or is Damon Snacks Harrison going to continue to be that rotational guy that will fill in for Kenny Clark to give him some breathers? Because Kenny Clark can't be out there on every single snap. He can be out there on most of them, but the guy's going to need a little bit of a break, especially depending on how a game is going and how much the defense is on the field. But that could be one of the big X factors here in this run defense when they go up against, say it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, they've got some very good running backs there in the likes of Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette, and you're going to have to be prepared for that. But again, a lot of these guys on defense are also making strides. Darnell Savage is making strides, becoming that ball hawk. Rashawn Gary is really beating his guys when he's coming off the edge and allowing other guys to get home on the quarterback and to potentially open up a hole where Darnell Savage or Adrian Amos, someone can shoot the gap and go after the quarterback. That is all really encouraging. It also helps, too, to have a shutdown corner in Jaire Alexander. I think... He is a shutdown corner. We've been talking about when are the Packers going to find their shutdown corner. They have that in Jaire Alexander. And it's not even just, it's not like he's making play after play after play where he's batting down a ball in every play and he's picking off the quarterback all the time. No, it's just he is shutting down his receiver from not even catching the ball. I mean, that is just incredible. You talk about a gift that the Packers have in Jaire Alexander, and at some point, that man is going to have to be paid as well. 855-830-8648. Where do you guys stand with Mike Pettine these days? You could be like Len and still feel like he's on the hot seat right now. You're not convinced with what the defense has shown. You may also have come around to the fact that Mike Pettine, yeah, he's all right. He's finally has figured it out, and he's got this defense where they need to be. We can talk more about that coming up on the other side of the break. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola here on the Bill Michaels Show, filling in for Bill today. And I also want to tell you about my friends at Hyundai West Alice. That is where I bought my car. I was very happy. I love my car. It's the best car I've had. I've owned three different cars in my lifetime. This one is by far my favorite. And it has all the amenities, all the features. And I got a really good deal on it thanks to Hyundai West Dallas. I have deals for you. It is a new year, and the deals are still rolling at Hyundai West Dallas. Hyundai West Dallas, they had a record-setting year in 2020, and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock. To continue the momentum, they have decided to continue with the $500 of savings for you. If you mention my name, Joe Zanzola or Radio Joe, it doesn't matter. You will receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. And also consider this. As long as the green and gold are still playing, if you mention them as well as my name, you will receive an extra $750 off. Guys, this is kind of a no-brainer here, especially if you're shopping for a new car. Hyundai West Dallas, that's where you need to be. They will beat any other Wisconsin dealer's pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas, located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues, visit them in person, or for those of you across the state, they will come to you. HyundaiWestDallas.com, where you can shop for your new car. Make sure when you go there, you mention my name and your favorite team from Green Bay, that is at Hyundai West Dallas.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues. Thanks for listening, Wisconsin. Radio Joe with you. Evan Heffelfinger on the other side. I'm going to get Evan's thoughts on what he thinks of Mike Pettine. So Evan's getting a little on air time here coming up. Also, get to some of your reaction on social media. Now, I'm not sure if this is the case for our great affiliates across the state. I know this for a fact, though. Listening to the Bill Michaels Show, you can do it many different ways. You can go to BillMichaelsSports.com. You can also download the free Radio.com app. Just search for Bill Michaels Sports. Be sure to favorite us, and then you can listen to our show wherever you may be. The other nice little feature, you know, a lot of us, I'll say this. Did you get an Alexa for Christmas? I'm sure some of you got Alexas for Christmas this year, as maybe your son or your daughter bought it for you, and it's like, okay, time to get with technology, Mom and Dad, let's go. That's what we did for our folks. My mother is listening right now on the Alexa, and hopefully it's not screwing it up when I say Alexa's name, but it's true. At least for our flagship station here in Milwaukee, 1250 AM The Fan, if you just say, Alexa, play 1250 AM The Fan, she will play it and you will get the show. So at the very least, through our flagship station, that is possible. I'm not sure if that's possible for our other affiliates out there. But that is another way that you can listen to the show. That's where my mother's listening. So shout out to my mother. She's off today. She's a fine trained nurse. And believe me, she's gone through a lot this past year with this COVID pandemic. But I digress. Talking about Mike Pettine and where you guys stand with Mike Pettine, 855-830-8648. Alex tweets at Radio Joe Sports, and that's where you can follow me. He says, I think Mike Pettine should absolutely keep his job. I'm a firm believer that it's players, not plays, when it comes to this team. Loghead, and that is a real Twitter account, he tweets at Radio Joe Sports. Loghead says, I don't think Mike Pettine should be on the hot seat. I truly believe the defense has gotten better. Need to be better on fourth down. Why on fourth and two are the corners playing 8 to 9 yards off? And again, that is one of my biggest bugaboos with all of this, is why on short down and distances do you have your corners, who are very good corners, especially Jair Alexander, who's a lockdown corner, why are they not playing man coverage or even press man when there's a short down and distance like that? I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. On that fourth down that the Bears were able to convert early on in the game, I mean, you had your DBs playing way off. Now, I understand that the Bears saw a look and they didn't spend all their time on the line of scrimmage. They got to the ball and snapped. Packers should have called a timeout. That's what they should have done, and they didn't. And it was just a bad look from the start. So that's something that hopefully Mike Pettine can make the adjustments. But really, that's my only criticism right now. Evan Effelfinger, associate producer. What say you on Mike Pettine? Do you still feel like the man's on the hot seat? Where do you stand?
I think he is. First things first, you have to give him credit because this unit looks infinitely better than they did, first half of the season, I would say.
Yeah.
But how much of that is the players coming to him and saying, hey, what you're telling us to do isn't working, we need to do this? And if you're Mark Murphy and you see that where the players have to tell the coach how to succeed, that something about that doesn't sit right with me. I've never been a Mike Pettine fan. I don't think he should have been kept on when LaFleur took over the position. I'm still not a fan of him long term. I personally would like to see someone else take that spot, but I wouldn't know who the first guy to recommend for that spot.
Right.
So if they feel like they've found something in this new simplified defense and that they can keep plugging in guys and they think Pettine's the guy for them, sure, I guess keep him. But I think there has to be someone out there that's better. I'm so tired of seeing us rushing two guys or three guys or four guys and still giving up first downs. And I mean, a perfect example is, why did they have Kevin King playing 12 yards off of a guy on a 3rd and 3?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's the easiest completion of all time.
Don't understand.
That's the easiest first down. That's something that you should be looking at. And I don't know if that was Kevin King missing the play or if that was what Pettine called, but there's not a chance for even a slot corner to go over there and get that guy in time for him to catch a 3-yard pass. You have incredible pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
You should be using them. You should be sending Za'Darius Preston, Rashawn Gary every single play at a minimum, and then have Kenny Clark and Snacks or whoever have 4 or 5 guys rushing every single play, because you know that you have probably one of, if not the best secondaries in the NFL with Jair and Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage. You can rely on those guys. Why not put pressure on the quarterback? That's how you beat Tom Brady, is you put pressure on him. And if you're only rushing 2 guys, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. No, I completely agree, too, when it comes to loading the box. But there have been adjustments there. You have seen more guys in the box in, you know, these last few matchups that we've watched.
And that's what I think is what Preston and Za'Darius went to him with and said, we need to be rushing more, and it's worked. I mean, since then, I feel like the sack numbers have been up the past 5-6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Za'Darius Smith is a full sack away from matching his total from last year. I mean, he's up to, what, 12.5 sacks. And Preston Smith is certainly bringing more pressures. And again, I don't know what's going to be the future of Preston Smith. Like, I don't know. Depending on maybe how he shows up here in the postseason is going to determine whether or not they're going to want to pay him going into next year. And there's going to be some dead cap money to it. But Preston Smith, that's someone to pay attention to. And I've also been very impressed with what Rashawn Gary has done. I mean, that he has played so much better here this season. And when you spend a high draft pick on Rashawn Gary, you got to start seeing that soon, and you're getting that. That's Evan Effelfinger. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. We'll continue to talk about this throughout the rest of the show today, where you stand with Mike Pettine, 855-830-8648. Evans tweets at Radio Joe Sports. He says, if Pettine can't make adjustments in the playoffs, the job needs to go to Jim Leonard. Now, again, Jim Leonard, to me, I don't know Jim Leonard personally. I've covered him with the time that I've covered the Badgers. I don't think Jim Leonard is going anywhere. I just don't think he is. I think he's got it made in the shade at Wisconsin. Unless he's getting some crazy head coaching offer, not even a defensive coordinator job in an SEC school, I don't think Jim Leonard is leaving this program anytime soon. And he has said on the record he loves it at Wisconsin. Here's the other thing about Jim Leonard. You know who coached him a lot in the NFL? Evan, can you answer that question? Do you know who coached Jim Leonard a lot in the NFL, other than Rex Ryan?
Belichick?
Mike Pettine.
Oh. Mm-mm.
I'm just saying. You're going to get a clone of Mike Pettine more than likely. Just saying. That's Evan Effelfinger. I'm Radio Joe. We will have more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up on the other side.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Plenty of ways to keep warm this winter, right? Put on a sweater, wool socks, cover up with a blanket, maybe a little hot toddy, whatever it happens to be. Or you could simply call on our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, you can Pella now and pay later. Pella installs year-round, by the way. Every leaky window and door that you have and you replace, you can start saving on those energy bills right now in winter and in summer. And better still, with their latest Pella Now and Pay Later offer, you can get no money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months just by calling them up right now. Just go to PellaWI.com, get all the information you need. And plus, they're going to save an extra $500 on your qualifying offer right now as well. That's putting some jingle back in your pocket. Buy right now. You're good to go. It goes all the way through December 31st. Set up your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com or stop into the experience centers in Green Bay, in Brookfield, just west of Milwaukee, and out in Madison. Again, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
As the Packers begin their bye week, Aaron Rodgers was asked what his advice was for his teammates.
Don't get COVID.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski will have to sit out their playoff game against Pittsburgh after testing positive for the coronavirus. Former Packers quarterback coach Alex Van Pelt, now Cleveland's offensive coordinator, will have to call the plays. The Packers' Matt LaFleur was asked about his message to the team.
Well, I just think we're pretty matter of fact with the guys. You know, there's a lot of stories out there that are great examples to use, but I really think that as much as myself or the rest of our staff stress it, it really comes back down to the people and the individual players and everybody involved in this thing. And it's not just our players, coaches, it's our trainers, our strength coaches, you know, everybody that's around the team.
And former Packers safety Leroy Butler is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a second year. Butler's coach at FSU, Bobby Bowden, talked about the first time he spotted Leroy at a high school in Jacksonville.
Well, first look at a guy at him, he was in a basketball game. I saw that look. With his ability to play basketball and run around and cut like he did, he'd make a heck of a defensive back.
That's FSU's Bobby Bowden. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Couple minutes before the top of the hour, Radio Joe with you. Thanks for listening to the Bill Michaels Show. Bill is off. Just finishing some thoughts on the whole Mike Pettine discussion. And again, Tweeter bringing up Jim Leonard as a potential replacement. Again, if you still think Mike Pettine is on the hot seat, I can understand, but I've taken him off the hot seat. Again, with Jim Leonard, he just has... You know, we were all skeptical when he took over the defensive coordinator position because he had only been a coach for a year before that. Like, it was only his second year of coaching ever. And to put him in that coordinator spot, that was certainly a tall task and I think a pretty big risk by Paul Chryst. But you talk about it paying off. Jim Leonard just has a certain rapport with his players and just knows how to get the most out of them. And it's just so cool to see so many good Badger players on defense just churn out year after year after year. I don't think Jim Leonard is going to take another job for a long time unless it's an offer he can't refuse. I don't really know what that is, but I can't imagine he's going to go anywhere. Hey, again, anything you missed on today's show can be found at BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola. This is The Bill Michaels Show.
The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.